Hello, this is Monica Regina Jones, and I'm here to do another broadcast. And this one is going to be called When You Least Expect. When You Least Expect. Excuse me. So basically, I'm going to be talking about a situation that actually happened today. Well, it happened yesterday. And I was going through something. And financially, and I remember my mind was just really, really cluttered, and I was just asking God, how in the world am I going to pay a certain bill, because this bill had to be paid, and I was short on the money. And so, I mean, I was just like trying to figure out who I could ask, what could I do, where could I go. And I just was like telling God, you know, I'm tired of this, you know, I'm tired of going through this. And so that morning when I got up, I still was trying to figure out who to ask. And I had some people in mind. And I asked one person. She couldn't help me. I asked my family member, but he had fallen asleep. So by the time he got to the message, I had already asked someone else. But the Lord put in my heart to ask another lady that I used to work with that I hadn't talked to in a while. And as soon as I contacted her, she was right there, you know, and she came to my place of employment and gave me what I needed. And then she made me a proposition. She said that, you know, instead of it being borrowed money, that I could, you know, help her with some things around the house, and that could, you know, settle my debt. And I was just like amazed. I was like, you know, and I just said, thank you, Lord, because when you least expect, God will give you an opportunity in the form of an answered prayer. But you had no idea that's what he was going to do. And so I just want to just talk about when you least expect God to move, or when you least expect things to happen for you, when you least expect and it seems like the walls are closing in on you. Just rest assured that God is going to show up. It doesn't always seem like he is. Sometimes it seems like he just wants you to figure it out. And, you know, yeah, I do believe that we should be participators in things, but I'm also a firm believer that if you need help, God will give it to you. At that point, I was like, it was people that I was going to ask, but he put this one lady on my heart that I hadn't even talked to in a while. And had I not obeyed, I would have been borrowing money that I had to pay back. But instead, all I had to do was help her and give her my time. And, and even in that, she came to pick me up, took her to a house. She lives a ways from me. And, you know, we fellowship, we ate lunch together, and she took me back home, and it was just it didn't even really seem like work, you know. So, yeah, I'm very grateful that, you know, God used that particular person to be an answer prayer for me, and how she had told me that she, you know, I always thought of me in high regard, and, you know, I always would be willing to help me with whatever I needed. And that was a blessing in itself, you know, because sometimes we feel like we're alone, and sometimes we feel like we have to figure everything out. And the bottom line is we don't have to. We're really not in it by ourselves. All we got to do is ask for help, because there is a God that hears us when we pray. And there is a God that is concerned about us, and he perfects the things that concerns us. So he wants us to cast our burdens upon him, because he cares for us. And he's just showing me day by day, because I'm not going to lie, I was literally like getting frustrated and irritated and angry. And I was like, I don't want to borrow no money. And then I'm in a situation where someone owes me money, and I don't even know when I'm going to be able to see it. And so I was kind of regretting helping them out. But I'm even believing that God will take care of that too. you know, because he really helped me out with this situation, and I am really, truly grateful. So, whatever it is, when you least expect, when you least expect, when all hope is gone, now there are going to be some times you're going to go through. I'm going to just put that out there. You're going to go through some times, and sometimes you're going to pray and ain't nothing going to happen. And sometimes you're going to pray and you're going to be disappointed. So I'm not saying that every time you pray that you're going to get what you want. I'm saying that every time you pray, you are going to get an answer. It may not be the answer you wanted, but you're going to get an answer. And it may not even come the way you think it's going to come, but it's going to come. And when it does, you know, it might surprise you, it might shock you, you know, but I'm just learning that God has a way of just communicating to us, even in hard times and sad times, that he loves us and he's there with us, and he wants us to just continue to just have faith in him and to trust in him. And I'm just at a loss for words to a certain degree, because you ever feel like, you know, you're going to be in a cycle forever? I'm just really, truly believing that one day I'm going to be at a point where I'm not going to have to worry about financial things. Of course, there's always going to be other things to ponder on. But, I'm grateful for my health. I really, I don't have anything to complain about right now but finances. So, I'm very blessed. And even with that, I'm not really trying to complain about it. It's just I'm not where I would like to be right now. But I do believe that if I continue on the road that I feel God has for me, that I will get, you know, where I need to be. And I will be able to help other people, and I will be able to just show forth his goodness and just get out this little, I'm not going to call it a pit, this little situation I'm in. I'm learning that obstacles are opportunities. It's all in how you look at things. It's all about our perception. Because our perception becomes our reality. So we have to be careful how we see things. Because if we see them in a distorted view, then we're not going to have a healthy way of, we're not going to have a healthy outlook. And if we don't have a healthy outlook, we can't see the answer. Or we can't find the answer sometimes. So I'm really grateful, I'm really thankful, and just know, again, you're not alone. You know, we all are going through so many different things. We all have problems, we all have issues, we all have things we need to work through, but we always have to remember that we're not alone, and we're not by ourselves in this world. This world is big, and this world can be very cruel and cold. But at the end of the day, we're not by ourselves. And that's why I firmly believe that it will behoove us to be more open with each other. You know, of course, using wisdom, because you can't discuss everything with everybody. But it will behoove us to be more open so that we can, you know, connect with people and just be that support system, even if it's just to be a listening ear. Because we all are somebody's answered prayer. I firmly believe that. I firmly believe that God put us here on this earth, not just for his pleasure, but to be someone's answered prayer, be able to give people what they need in the moment that they need it, not for them to be manipulative or to take advantage of you or take you for granted. But I feel like we were put here on this earth to just have this, like, recurring cycle of just helping each other out in times of need, in times of storms that come in life, and just be there for each other so that we can heal and grow together and mature And it just continues on. But, you know, of course, this world is wicked. And so everybody's not going to have the same mentality. But at the end of the day, I believe that God will put people together that are like-minded and have like spirits. And he will make something beautiful out of this situation if we will allow him to. And if we get ourselves out of the way and our insecurities and what happened when we were younger and this person treated me this way, like, we have to really get healed, because we a lot of times miss out on a lot of beneficial relationships because we're too self-centered and self-absorbed, and we can't see past we can't really see what's in front of us most of the time because we're just so caught up in ourselves. And when you're caught up in yourself, how can you help somebody else? You can't, because you're so focused on what's going wrong in your own life. But I thank God that, and I'm grateful to God that he doesn't always allow me to stay in that place for too long. He doesn't allow me to stay in that place for too long, because even when I'm low and even when I'm down, he allows me to see something. And it changes my perspective. It gets me back on the right track. And I'm like, you know what? I got things I got to do. And I got to be just laser sharp focus. Have that laser sharp focus. Because, as I said in my previous broadcast, life is so short and life is unpredictable. We don't know how much time we have here. And a lot of times we waste it. We're not good stewards of our time. I mean, sometimes we're good stewards in certain things, and then other aspects of our lives we're horrible stewards. So we just got to be more disciplined and where we're weak at, and ask for strength, ask for guidance, for wisdom, for clarity, so that we don't have to keep in this ongoing cycle of bad behaviors, bad patterns, bad habits, and so that we can make some life changes, have some beneficial things happen in our lives for the good of others. So, yeah, when we least expect, And I mean, that can be for the good or the bad, but right now, speaking on the good, when we least expect, God can do some excellent things. And some things, you know, might seem small and menial to some, but for me, what I received was a great thing, because it felt like a mountain. It was allowing so much pressure in my mind. It was bombarding me. It was disturbing my sleep. I was just sitting here trying to figure out, what am I going to do? And I mean, that hump is over. I mean, I still have other things that I'm faced with, but I'm just going to trust and believe God, despite and in spite of, you know, what I'm feeling in the moment, because feelings are subject to change. Situations are subject to change, and feelings are fickle. You know, they change several times in a day. So I know I can't rely on how I feel at any given moment, because things can change. I could be smiling one moment, I could be crying the next, I could be frustrated one moment, I could be at peace the next. It all depends. But we have to not let our environments or what we face determine how we see things, or determine our attitude and our emotional state, because that's giving something else too much power over us. You know, we're not puppets, we're people. You know, puppets, you can make it go here, there, and everywhere, but people, we have free will, we have the ability of choice. So because we have choice, and because we have the ability to make decisions, you know, we don't have to be pulled to and fro by how we feel or how things look. But a lot of times we allow that to deter our day, deter our thoughts. And we shouldn't. We have to guard our thoughts and guard our minds and guard our hearts, because out of it flows the issues of life. So the best thing for us to do is just take into account what we're thinking about. Take into account and ask ourselves questions as to why is this bombarding me? Why is this causing me to feel so helpless and hopeless when it's not really that serious? Or even if it is a serious matter, why don't I just ask for help? Because a lot of times, that's all we really got to do is ask for help. And sometimes we got to go to God and ask for help. But I feel like we got to ask God for help all the time. But God will use a person to give you the help that you need. So with that being said, I forgot the title of my podcast. But with that being said, when you least expect, in a moment everything can change. When you least expect, you can go from a low place to a high place. When you least expect, you can go from lack to abundance. When you least expect, you can go from having no job to having a job that pays you the most you probably ever had. When you least expect, you can go from unmarried to married. I'm not going to say whatever your desire is, but I'm just say check with God on everything that you got going on with you and in your mind and in your thoughts and within your heart. Because God will show you where you are, and then he'll show you where you need to be. So, I'm just truly grateful. I'm just grateful how what God is doing in his people. And if we would just align ourselves with him, he would just show us the error of our ways, because he told us in his word that his thoughts are not our thoughts, neither are his ways our ways. The way we do things and the way we think, it's not good a lot of times, but his ways are perfect. His way of thinking is perfect. His ways of being and doing is perfect. So that's why he is to be our example. And that's why we ought to strive to be like him and to live for him. So again, I'm just very grateful. I'm just really humbled. I'm not going to say I'm amazed, but I think sometimes we just lose the understanding that God really does love us and he will provide for us if we allow him to. He can do so much more if we allow him to, but a lot of times we don't, because we feel like we got to do everything on our own. And we got to figure out everything on our own. That's how we feel and that's how we operate. And I feel like that's the reason why we miss out on so many blessings that God wants to give, because we're not in the right position mentally. It's not even about, you can be a Christian and not get what you need because your mind isn't in the right position to receive from him. So you can't get access to it. The access is there, but because your mind is cluttered, you're not even open to what he wants to do. You can't even conceive it. So we just gotta get to that place that we're just open and we're available to receive, and that we just believe in him, and that we trust his ways and trust the plan he has for our lives. Because when we least expect, in a moment everything can change for the good and for the bad. But even if it's for the bad, it can still turn around. So that's going to conclude my broadcast. Y'all have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.